Hello guys, I'm here with Alain Gomez to talk about his new film, Dao. Hi Alain.
Hi.
Dao already premiered at the Berlinale in competition. This is where I've seen it. It's such an immersive story that goes over 3 hours about the African diaspora and the Senegalese diaspora in France. How did you start creating this story?
The film is made by a ceremony in Guinea-Bissau, which the purpose is to make from a dead person the kind of ancestor. And there is a wedding in France. The beginning of the idea of the film was I had to make this ceremony for my father. After that, I thought that I would love to make a film about it. Maybe 1 year or two later, I've been to the wedding. And it was probably the perfect way to talk about this diaspora, to talk about this life and death things, and trying to talk about also family, about history, about heritage, about there's a lot of different topics into the film. And I just wanted to bring these people on the screen, talking to the rest of the world about things that most of the time or can see into the European cinema or Western cinema. Sometimes people are not accustomed to hear about themselves from Africa. And this was also one of the purpose of the film. I think this film is made for everybody, you know, trying to connect people together, even if we have different contexts of life. We have so much to share. This is just a moment to share together.
How much of the story was actually scripted and how much was developed while shooting?
Yeah, I have improvised a lot. So I don't know how much, maybe it's like 50-50. On the set, everything was open. Everybody was asked to be able to make proposition. There were no real dialogue written. Everything happened on the set for real. The thing was, I wanted the people to be free of talking. I just wanted the people to be able to recognize themselves. In this kind of community, sometimes you have been in some ways a little bit not really well treated by films. Most of the time, black people are shown in not really nice way. I just wanted them to be able to act the way they wanted to be represented. And that was very important to me.
Was it hard to get the story produced?
Not that difficult, in fact. I was surprised because of a project that was in the middle of the, you know, documentary fiction. But we have been able to find some funds to follow this crazy idea. So it was not that difficult. I mean, we didn't have a big budget. We wanted to make the film with what we had at this moment, not waiting for too long, because we thought that the film will have to happen on the set. The idea was just to dive into it.
Getting it into festivals and receiving a cinematic release, because African films compared to European films are so underrepresented. I see like so many European productions that are really not very good. Mm. And I see fantastic films from African countries and they don't make it into Cannes or Venice or Toronto, the big festivals, or even if they're there, they're in a smaller section, but they're never in competition. And then you have 3 Italian films in competition, 4 French films. They're not necessarily that great. Mm-hmm. Was it difficult to get a festival slot for that film?
Not that much. Because of Berlin, the Berlinale is very special. They are very open to every kind of film. But yes, most of the time in a lot of festivals, it's like they are waiting for something that they have in mind before, especially coming from Africa. And if you're not in the kind of storytelling they're waiting for African cinema, it's difficult to be itself. What can be relevant for African people? That's not what the Western world wants to see about Africa.
Would you say that's also probably because the European idea of how people in Africa live and what troubles them has been shaped by films made by Western people or white people who don't have the same life experience as somebody who originally lives in an African country?
Yes, for sure. In the Western world, they like to see the problems of Africa, but they don't want to see Africa as maybe a solution of their own problem. They have to establish a better dialogue, something that is more balanced with this respect that is needed in both sides. There's so few people that can imagine that Africa can help them. That's what cinema is about to me, is sometimes you can discover yourself watching a film in another society with somebody that is not really from the same kind of context that you're living in, but you can see yourself. You can meet yourself watching a Japanese film, watching a South African film. In the case of Africa, most of the time, especially if some festivals want to see a kind of how can we help Africa? You know, that's the kind of thing they want to see.
The white saviors thing.
Yeah. And we have to get out of this.
When shooting and developing the story, were there some situations where you thought about how would a European audience or a Western audience see that? Maybe that you were worried that a Western audience wouldn't get the context or misunderstand or misinterpret it?
There is a scene into the film where we can see animal sacrifice. And so it's part of the ceremony. Have a conversation together saying, are we showing this or not? And some were hesitating about that. It was very important to have this conversation for ourselves. Also saying that, in fact, we have reached a point where if we are not able to show what we are without fear of, oh, they will watch it and see us as savages. Once again, if we're not able to do that, it's a denying of our identity. One of the projects of the film was to show ourselves the way we are. We don't have to be proud of everything. It's more about that's what we are at this time. We have to get out of this vision of a so-called civilized world versus some people who live in a kind of vast world. And this is what the film is about also, to establish a conversation on the same level. And I think it's very, very, very important. It's very important to for also the European people to be able to get out of this image of themselves like dominating the world. And it's important for African people to be able to show themselves the way they are. Yeah, to be proud of what you are also. And showing the film in Africa is like crazy. People are so happy about seeing this, to see themselves on the screen with also this traditional part of themselves, of their culture. And this kind of culture haven't been shown that much, in fact. And it's always a question to understand exactly why are we sometimes ashamed of self? Why are we so afraid about the going to be seen? A lot we have been through history, very tough sometimes, and a lot have to be healed. I'm happy that in the film there is so much joy, in fact, because it's also the joy of being able to be yourself.
Would you like to talk about the place of the African diaspora in this context for people who live, in this case, in France, but have the heritage in Guinea-Bissau or Senegal and sometimes struggle maybe to keep the connection to that heritage?
It's always difficult to live a little bit far from cultural roots. There are so many things you don't know. It's important to be able to build an identity with every aspect of it. If you want to free yourself from this identity, you also have to know it. And there are so many things that haven't been said by the parents, for example, because some parts of this history is painful. So sometimes you live in a very cloudy knowledge of yourself. A lot of people want to know more about their culture. A lot of people had also to work a lot to be able to be accepted in Europe, in France, and have spent a lot of time just trying to be seen, you know, as somebody worthy, or if you want to find a job, if you want to. This generation, the film is really also centered on this generation who was the first children of this generation who came in Europe to work in the 60s, in the 70s. At the time, they had to build everything. You had to open every door. It was easy to African workers, but to find an African doctor, an African professor, and it was almost impossible. And if you watch the TV, you could spend the whole day without seeing a black person on TV. So you don't exist. Your image doesn't exist, in fact. It exists only you go to school and you have this moment where everybody collects different kind of things. It could be clothes, it could be money to send to Africa. So the images of what you have of yourself, it's caricatural. So you're living with an identity that is not really known. You just want to know more. You just need to know more to be able to go through your own society with your feet on the ground for real, knowing who you are. So there is this thing about some of them kind of struggle between trying to be accepted and knowing that to be accepted too, you have to know better about yourself.
Would you say that this image of different African countries and cultures has improved in Europe? Or would you say it's pretty much stuck in the past?
It's stuck in the past.
That's a very clear answer. But probably true. And what would you think should happen to improve this and break this mold?
First of all, we don't have to explain anything. We don't have to excuse ourselves to be what we are and, or to be here when we are in Europe or wherever. We have to help sometimes European people to see ourselves differently. And European people are also like, they are victims too about this image, about the way these images have been built. The European people also can suffer about this wrong way of picturing Africa or the rest of the world. It's for the good also of Europe to have a better image of itself also. It's not true to consider Europe as the perfect place in the world. It's for the good of both sides.
In your film, you show the casting process. Was that the original casting process for the film? And how did you find your actors and participants?
It was the original casting because I wanted people to be able to talk the language in this particular region of Guinea-Bissau. I had to go in France in some places where I knew that have been a migration from Guinea-Bissau. There are some cities in France where this community exists. So I've been to these places and we have organized casting there. And the casting was made of, first of all, conversation. We were talking about family, about culture, about all that. Each time we were ending the casting by an improvisation. And also asked to the people, what kind of character would they like to play? And what kind of character did they want to play? And the answer was also very interesting. It was, I don't want to be a gangster. I don't want to be a drug dealer. I don't want to be a woman who is beaten by her husband. All this kind of character that...
that you usually see, if you put on the TV, then you see African people or black people presented like gangsters, victimized women.
Yeah, exactly. So the casting came up to be, okay, so how do you want to be? How would you want to be seen? And so a lot of characters happened to be created during this casting. That's why I wanted the process to be part of the film too, because I wanted to have on the screen this dialogue around the film is saying something about this need. And I think it's true for all kind of community. How do I want to be seen? We watch, I don't know how many hours of image every time. So it's very important. Those images carry so many things that in some way we need to have a control about it. So that's why I wanted the film to be very open. At the end, I was surprised to see how much they wanted to show themselves in joy.
And we have some moments where the people are like very joyful and exuberant. Also moments where they're deeply touched and moved to tears by reconnecting with their heritage. These are real emotions. How was it to deal with these emotional challenges of being so immersed in a film production for the actors?
That was crazy because I didn't ask to anybody to cry. The way we have shot this film also was a very long text, sometimes 30 or 40 minutes. And at some point, don't make the difference anymore between what is true and what is not. Especially during this moment where they were coming back into this village, coming back for some of them is for the first time, going there, meeting their family. It's not their real family. They are actors, but the feeling and the emotion was true. And most of them have had this very emotional reaction and start to cry. That was crazy. And that's what I love in cinema. Sometimes you can't do the difference between fiction and life. And it's so cool when the cinema is a tool also taken by the people who make the film to send a message or to heal something about themselves or to address the one to another, because sometimes you can say things that you can't say into real life. You can ask questions to your own father. That's fantastic what a camera can do and what kind also of disponibility you can have at this moment when you have a camera and a microphone. It's like you're ready to hear for the first time, to speak for the first time, to love for the first time, to cry for the first time. It's like between action and cut, I'm open to meet you, see you. That's fantastic. And I think that's what you can feel watching the film. They are real.
I wanted to ask originally if you see yourself more as a documentarist or as a storyteller, but now I wonder, do you even like to distinct between the two?
No, I can't. I like fiction. I like to say it's fiction because when it's fiction, you don't have to deal with the fact to say that everything is true. You have a kind of freedom to organize the film the way you want. You have a certain kind of freedom. But besides that, I don't care. Documentary, fiction, everything is cinema. What is cinema to me? To share a common intimacy. That's it. Just trying to be together. A cinema theater is fantastic. You don't even know where you are after 10 minutes. You are in a place and time with all the other people that are watching the film with you. And you are a real new community for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, sharing something together. That's fantastic.
How much material did you have? And was it hard to cut it down to a feasible length?
I had like 200 hours. So I had a lot. The shooting was like 20 days. We have decided to reduce the part of the technique. We didn't ask for the silence at any moment. It was just, let's shoot. We were following what's happening. In one day of shooting of 8 hours, maybe we had like 5 hours of footage. Everything was live. And that's an incredible sensation. And then when you go to the editing, that's something else. And the first version of the film was more than 10 hours. The thing is getting to it without losing the intensity of it. And that's a beautiful work to do. I love to do that. Trying to keep and reach the heart at every moment and the sensation of every moment. Sometimes you're losing it too. And then you're trying to find the right position from every sequence. It's a long work. On this film, it was like a year and a half of editing.
After this intensive work, do you have a new project that you're developing?
Yeah, I have several projects.
Maybe one you like to mention? Many people, if I ask them, do you want to mention a new project? You also say like, no. So it's up to you.
No, because it's a little bit mystical. maybe. It's like, okay.
You don't want to jinx it.
No, that's it. Exactly. You know, so you will see what will be possibly done.
What would you think needs to happen to have more representation of African films in European cinema?
Oh, just for the people to see it. Most of the cinema are really like, it's really a question of money. If you are a theater and people come to see the film, you're going to have another film. So it's more to the public to be curious and open. If you like cinema, you will find into African cinema something that will touch you deeply. Not maybe in every film, but what's happening there now is very fascinating. It's a continent that is right now trying to find itself after years and years of domination, trying to find back something about who are we today. And that's the same thing for the diaspora, and that's the same thing for Europe. Europe's trying to find its way also, and for every nation, for every society. And that's why I have discovered doing this film, tradition, it's about the present. And it's every time about the present. If you're asking yourself about what is Germany, just open your eyes. Germany is what it is today, just right now. It's not what it was, you know, even 10 years before. This kind of dialogue, conversation between a film, a book, painting, whatever, can help you to build this new Germany every day, this new Senegal, this new France, everything every day.
Thank you so much for this interview, Alain Gomez. And Dao is now starting in cinemas, and you can read our review on Movie Break. Thank you.
Thank you.